Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. As head of Asia Pacific, I'm mandated by the regional team to present few talking points, if I may. I will start with, I will not repeat the modus operandi of the regional team because it's very similar. I will start with some points related to the MPM. First is establishment of the MPMs. In several countries, the process takes more time than expected, and while in others it might last years, which means it's a delay. Sure, there are good examples too. So the state parties are encouraged to make use of the existing expertise, including of the SPT, to establish the MPMs where these were not yet established. Connected to this is maintaining the MPM, and we discussed a lot. It's very important, and it's a continuous obligation of the state parties to not only to establish or designate an entity as MPM, but also to maintain it. And in the dialogue with the MPMs raise various issues, including their independence, legislative basis, resources they are allocated, the quality of dialogue with the authorities concerning implementation of the MPM recommendations. Now, a few substantive issues for the Asia Pacific. One issue which we noticed during our visits, but not only during visits, but also dialogue with the MPMs and with the authorities, is overcrowding. It was already mentioned by our colleagues. Obviously, figures vary from country to country, and we all understand that high incarceration rates, including pretrial detention, leads to limited control of the staff, of the life in prisons mainly, to self-governance, to poor material conditions, limited if not lack of regime and activities, overuse or excessive use of disciplinary proceedings, formal and informal use of force, and so on, not speaking about bad hygienic conditions and limited health care. So there is clear guidance at the UN level, including using alternatives of detention, reducing delays in judicial proceedings, and we make reference to this in our recommendations. Another substantive point is about limited accountability of some law enforcement agencies, or even impunity. Some law enforcement authorities do not necessarily demonstrate strict obedience to the legal provisions, I mean, of the country, when applying detention or when using force and special means. We also see not always the case they are sufficiently trained. And even worse, there are no action from the side of investigative authorities to fight with the impunity. Implicit, this increases substantially the risk of torture and ill treatment. And as always, we recommend, and in our dialogue, we formulate recommendations related to legislative, judicial, administrative, other measures to take, be it related to reducing judicial delay or use of alternatives, but not necessarily in this area, more speaking about accountability. And this applies perfectly also to private entities and other places of deprivation of liberty in line with the SPT general comment number one. Obviously, there are many good examples where MPM, national preventive mechanisms, are functional, where we find action plans to try to mitigate the risks of torture and ill treatment, where there are participatory processes of solving these issues. Some of these were shared by the MPMs during the webinar we held, during this session. To address the issues, and also to share the existing good practices based on visit reports, we launched and continued the follow-up dialogue, and we invite permanent missions to convey to the capitals that this dialogue is also intends to have as interlocutors the specialists on the spot, trying to address some specific focus areas, but still the obligation stays to implement the full spectrum and palette of recommendations of the SPT included in the visit report. And I'm aware of time, but few technical issues. Technical, but very important. From our observations, it seems not always the SPT reports are shared with the authorities. So it sometimes it stays at the central level, while the recommendations are transversal for the entire system. And we encourage state parties to ensure that reports are made accessible for also for mid-level management, if not for everyone envisaged. I think clear policy, and here we have our policy, anti-reprisals policy, but also we expect from the state parties to take relevant measures to prevent reprisals related to the SPT visit, related to the MPM visits, and if it's the case, to take measures to mitigate the risk and bring perpetrators to justice. Also, requesting publication of the SPT visit reports, because this might facilitate to bring additional partners in the process of implementation of the recommendations. And we had also a good example during this session requesting publication of a report. Need to support and benefit from the special fund in sense of consolidating the capacity of the MPMs, but also the state parties and other actors in implementation of the SPT recommendations. And last, not the least, the region Asia Pacific is broad in sense geographically speaking. At the same time, there are only 13 state parties, and we encourage the state parties to promote ratification of the OPCAT and offer mutual support for consolidation of the MPM. Thank you for your attention.